This is Bird Note. In a garden near where the Mackenzie River rushes out of Oregon's Cascade Mountains, a downpour pummels crimson-flowered currants, salmon berries, red columbine, and native rhododendrons. Evening draws near, and I've taken shelter from the deluge. To my surprise, a female rufous hummingbird is still out and about, extracting nectar, searching for gnats and aphids. No doubt, she's feeding two nestlings that await her return to their tiny nest hidden in a Sitka spruce or Douglas fir. She'll feed them every half hour for 15 to 20 days. As night comes on, the feedings must increase. Rufous hummingbirds migrate mostly from Mexico, arriving in the Pacific Northwest and Alaska as early as March. By July, as higher elevations warm, they'll turn south again to follow a floral highway along the Rockies. This little bird will need to build her own energy reserves for this trip soon. I marvel at her stamina against the heavy rain. Think about it. Her body is 9.5 centimeters long. The average raindrop is about 4 millimeters. That would be like a person 5'8" being pounded by a torrent of raindrops, each 3 inches across. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.